Looking kind to us, enable us to leave our different homes, to come back out of this disappointed place, to give back a portion that we have earned. I ask thee, O God, that I be so pleased to bless those hands that give so freely. And then I ask thee, Heavenly Father, to bless the sick and afflicted each and every way it is thy will. And then, Heavenly Father, I ask that this money will be used for the furtherance of for building up thy kingdom, for Jesus' sake. Amen. We going to thank you for $26.16 to be able to be
thank you. Next will be announcement. Anybody have an announcement? If not, we may have a word from the president. He may have something to say. We have 5 minutes.
Brother President, officers, members, and friends, we are glad to be present here today and glad to see you all here. Yeah. Some of our members are not here, but we understand, you know, sometimes they'll be and sometimes they won't. But we're glad we're here. We had death in the convention family last week while we wasn't here yesterday. Thank God we managed to get here today. Hope that some more will come here in the afternoon and be with us. And you know, that's the way it's supposed to be when President and I keep things going. Yeah. We set up like that. And we thank you for coming. Thank you, brother.
Thank you, brother.
Brother President.
Yes, sir.
For the benefit of those who weren't here yesterday, we have a few more of the new books left. If you would care to purchase one after service, why we have some. Those that weren't, we had them yesterday. We sang some of the books yesterday, and they're real good books. So anyone would like to have one after service, we'd be glad to check. Thank you.
Amen. Anything else? If not, Bobby, you ready? We'll join in the next session, comes back in at
1:30. Lunch immediately.
Thank you, ma'am. He alone.
trying to put you on the spot. Everybody in here, if them would need him, now I want to hear his voice. If you don't need him, just say quiet. We're not going to. I need you.
Everybody to turn around invited attention to the purpose of this hour. And this is devotional time. And I ask you to blend your voices. This is an old familiar hymn, and I sing it about everywhere I go. And I ask y'all to help open your mouth and sing. And we're gonna not gonna read the hymn, we're gonna sing as we learn. Amazing grace, our sweetest sound. That saved a wretch like me.
Yeah. grace will lead you on. Yeah.
to be calm this morning. May our spirits overall calm down.
Yes.
On the other side, way down beyond some morning star.
Yes,
over in Beulah Land.
Yes.
Over in that land, Jesus, where there's no more sickness.
No more sin.
No more sorrows.
Yes.
No more heartaches.
Yes.
No more dying. Over there.
Over there.
I'm a mother over there waiting,
yes,
waiting for me to come home.
Yes.
She's waiting for a child. In Jesus' name we pray, be blessings in others. Amen.
That's good.
We're going to read our scripture lesson, the 18th chapter of Matthew's, beginning at the first verse. At the same time came the disciples unto Jesus, saying, Who is the greatest in the kingdom of heaven? And Jesus called a little child unto him, and set him in the midst of them, and said, Verily I say unto you, except ye be converted and become as little children, ye shall not enter into the kingdom of heaven. Whosoever therefore shall humble himself as this little child, the same is great in the kingdom of heaven. And whoso shall receive one such little child in my name receives me. But whoso shall offer one of these little ones which believeth in me, it were better for him that a millstone were hung about his neck, and he would drown in the depths of the sea. I read you six verses of the 18th chapter of Matthew. May God add a blessing to the readers, hearers, and doers of his word. This is the scripture where the question was asked Christ, who is the greatest in the kingdom of heaven? And after being asked that question, no doubt it's one of the disciples was looking for him to pick one of them. But Jesus let them know you got to come as a little child. So today he is saying that same thing to you and I. Doesn't matter how long you profess that you've been in the church, you still got to become a little child.
Amen.
You enter into the kingdom of heaven. Thank you.
I will be there. Whoa, Lord.
I will be
Amen. We would like to thank the devotion inductors for the devotional service. Each of you for that you have done your contribution to make it what it has been. Now we're about to begin our service for the afternoon. Singing. First, we'll briefly have part of the program here. And there's a report from the Time and Place Committee. Noticing the letters that came in, there was not any request for any other place for the convention at this time. So that lay us back in the hands of the particle son. You don't have anywhere else to go, then you go back home. This is the home of the convention, and of course, since as I say, we have no request for any other place, so we will be back here Saturday and Sunday, embracing the third Sunday, or Saturday, embracing the third Sunday in August, 1980. I'm sure the president will get our programs, each and every one that he's been doing, that you might know where, whether you already know where the convention will be, but he'll let you know what's on it, if there'll be any changes. Now, number one, Sister Secretary, I don't know who takes it, but